Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, October 7th, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, once again coming to you through our podcast in our Daily Encouragement Net ministry with the goal to instruct and encourage. Today's message is titled, Life That Is Truly Life. Listen as Brooksine reads several verses of Scripture from 1 Timothy 6:17 through 19.
Command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. In this way, they will lay up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of the life that is truly life.
Well, those are the words of the Apostle Paul to Timothy. Considering the present state of the economy and the impact it has on so many lives, most especially those whose jobs have been downsized or eliminated, today's message may seem inappropriate or even insensitive to some. However, we believe a consideration of this part of God's Word is greatly needed as a means of maintaining a godly perspective in the ups and downs of our earthly journey.
Perhaps you've heard the motto, "He who dies with the most toys wins." We've usually seen it as a bumper sticker on huge four-wheel drive pickup trucks. It brings a chuckle. However, adult toys vary, and admittedly, we all have some if we are honest. Many live their lives as if the slogan were really true, as if life is a contest to see who lives and dies with the most toys. But earlier in this very same chapter, Scripture declares that that which we can easily observe upon one's birth and death. 1 Timothy 6:7, again, we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it.
Autumn is a friend of ours who wears a t-shirt with this thoughtful counterstatement on it. He who dies with the most toys still dies. The truths in today's scripture portion are appropriate to virtually all of our listeners. Earlier in the chapter, Paul wrote a warning to those who, quote, want to get rich, end quote, which is also appropriate counsel for many of us. Being rich can vary in meaning according to where we live and the resources available to us. In our materialistic society, we often compare ourselves with those who have much more than us and fail to recognize how incredibly rich most of us really are compared to the majority of the world's population. And as I considered this, also to the vast percentage of those who have lived before us.
Well, Paul's description in our text today, when he says, this present world, it's not accidental. He reminds his readers of the very temporariness of life in this world, in contrast with the eternal life he refers to later on in the chapter. Today, we often hear about financial security. We hear it all the time. Millions aspire to this financial security and view it as being set for life. Although planning for our temporal future is definitely prudent, most give very little attention to their eternal future.
Notice especially the phrase in our daily text, wealth which is so uncertain. Today's generation desperately needs to hear this truth, and recent events in the economy remind us of it. The world's wealth will always be uncertain and is proven in historical records and in our own lifetime. Nevertheless, so many focus their life on bigger homes, latest cars, more toys, big bank accounts, and retirement savings. But ultimately, there really is no financial security. Jesus spoke of a man who thought he had it when he kept building bigger barns, but God called him a fool.
Today, let us put our hope in God and thankfully rejoice in all which He has richly provided for our enjoyment. Our ultimate security is in God alone. Let us exclaim with the psalmist David from chapter 62, verse 5, "Find rest, O my soul, in God alone. My hope comes from Him." We are commanded to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share.
The daily scripture portion ends with a wonderful promise. And I quote, "In this way, they will lay up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of the life that is truly life." End quote. Let us keep before us always this acknowledgement of the life that is truly life.
Let's pray together. Father, help me not to strive for worldly riches that would cause me to place my hope in material wealth that is only temporal. I know that money cannot buy love, joy, peace, forgiveness, or lasting security. I cannot expect my riches to fulfill my greatest need, since money cannot solve matters of the heart. But you do. For the riches you have entrusted to me, I want to be wise, accountable, and generous toward those who have less, all the while laying up treasures in heaven that await me when I get to my final and lasting home. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And thank you for joining us today. This is the message that we have prepared for Wednesday, October 7th, 2009. We're on the web at dailyencouragement.net, and that's where you find some additional photos we typically place up on our posts, as well as some other resources and music that we feel is a supplement to our message and will also be a source of encouragement today. I want to especially highlight a link I'll have to a blog up on the site today from Andy Alcorn, one of his articles from his Eternal Perspectives blog concerning the life of missionary William Borden. And actually, it's just a really touching point post. And there's a direct link to that article if you care to read it. Well, thanks for joining us today. May you stay faithful. May you be encouraged. And may you keep that heavenly focus.